This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome on into the second half of Sports Talk. Steve Geller hanging out with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Yaber, also Charlie Long, running Master Control, keeping us all in line. Day one of training camp in the books. Was great to be back out at Saints training camp. And man, oh man, we got lucky with the weather gods today. Overcast.
Awesome.
Not too hot out there, but I got a feeling the broiler is going to get turned up a notch.
Well, if it gets turned up a notch, tell the fans, well, you might have to come watch practice another day. We're going inside. Because you don't want the players to be, Bobby, you got to be tough. It's going to make them tougher. I don't know. We don't play in Tulane Stadium. We don't play outside. We play in the dome. We play in air condition. So the way I look at it, you want to get the most you can get because you don't have 2-a-days. You have one practice. You want to get the most you can out of practice. So to me, the heat index is 110, 115. No, we're going inside. And you know who's been awesome inside in practices? He went so awesome today, Tyler Shuck. So maybe that's a good thing for the dome. I know those inside practices we watch in OTAs and minicamp.
Sure.
Tyler Shuck made some throws. Oh, that was about as good as it gets. So I don't know. Maybe he might be a dome player.
We'll see what happens with tomorrow, Cajun Cannon.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
He was the second team reps today. Tomorrow, you know, they're doing that QB rotation. Shuck will be out there with the first teamers. We'll see if he bounces back.
He needs to bounce back because there was his poorest practice today compared to the OTAs and minicamp. I've witnessed.
Right.
Not only a
even
handful.
Even rookie minicamp.
Yeah, small sample size. Listen, it's going to be open competition. But don't you agree with this? Charlie, you can chime in here, too. I think that it's in the best interest of the team that this doesn't play out until the end of August and the whole preseason. No, somebody needs to step to the forefront and separate themselves where I would say when they're still in Irvine, let's say that Wednesday after we play San Diego. After we play the L.A. Chargers on that Sunday.
San Diego.
Yeah, I still want to say San Diego. When we play the Chargers August 10th, so let's say by August 13th, you know, middle of the month, like let's say that's around 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks, that somebody know they need to get the reps. They're getting ready for opening the season
that's
against
the
Arizona Cardinals.
There ain't enough reps to go around, exactly.
Yeah, and so who's going to distinguish themselves to be the starter? I think it's important. I'm not saying that's the way you have to do it, but in theory, that's what you'd want. That they'll be counting on, I don't care whether it's Tyler Shuck or Spencer Rattler. But somebody go to the forefront,
right?
And they're evaluating all the practice. They got all this on film. They've graded everything. And that it's not nothing etched in stone. So let's say you name a starter. So let's say after the first couple of games of the season that, well, he's really struggling. Well, put the other guy in. Hey, you know, so what? It's a production business. Who can get it done? So it ain't over till it's over. But I don't think it needs to go back and forth, back and forth. All throughout the end of July and the whole month of August.
But what if it's a neck-and-neck race this entire time? I know that's not good for the Saints.
Okay, if it's a neck-and-neck race, and this is past history, the coaches tend to go with an organization who they have the most invested in.
I got you.
So who they have the most invested in, Tyler Shuck or Spencer Rattler?
The guy they picked.
Tyler Shuck. That's who, now, he would never admit this, but that's who Kellen Moore went and worked out. He didn't go work out Shedeur Sanders in Colorado.
Exactly.
He went and worked out Shuck. So that's why I say, but that doesn't mean he's going to be the guy. No, Spencer Rattler got to beat him out. So just be so if I'm Spencer Rattler, I'm taking that as a challenge, and I'm going to show the coaches that I'm the man, and I should be the man, and then he will be the man. But if it's close, I think they tend to go with the guy that they've invested in, the draft pick. Look, correct me if I'm wrong, Charlie or Steve, isn't he the highest drafted quarterback since Archie Manning or something?
You are correct, sir.
Yeah, so, I mean, come on. You don't think they want Tyler Shuck to work out so it makes them look like they know what they're doing, who they're picking?
I think after that, it's Garrett Grayson, a third-round pick.
Yeah, now, you could look at when I played, it was a supplemental first-round pick, Dave Wilson.
Okay.
He was a California boy, went to Fighting Illini, University of Illinois. And speaking of a team that could have potentially have success this year in the Big Ten, look at all the starters, the Fighting Illini came. They could be the Indiana Charlotte. Watch this year. That's what they're saying up there, because I was just up in Chicago with T-Bob. That's what they're saying in those parts. The Fighting Illini might be this year's version of Indiana Hoosiers. I'm making that 12-team playoff. If you want to bet on the dark horse,
right.
You know, you're looking at odds.
Good value bet there.
Yeah, yeah. And then watch for the Fighting Illini. Well, that's where Dave Wilson was from. He played quarterback at University of Illinois. And another quarterback that I played with in the backing up at the end of my career, Jeff George. Jeff George went to Purdue, and then he was transferred before they had the transfer portal. And he goes to play for the Fighting Illini. But, look at it. You want competition, should bring out the best in everyone. And but it's always, what have you done for me lately? It's going to be – it's a continuous, because it's not like do you think this is over, though, Charlie? You can chime in here with Steve. Do you think, like, the Drew Brees, post-Drew Brees is over? Because, you know, you never want to be the man to replace the man.
Yeah, I think it's fair enough to say past the Drew Brees era.
Yeah, so that'd be more like Derek Carr.
There are a few guys we've had, you know, we've seen Jameis Winston,
Andy Dalton, Derek Carr. So I think we passed that.
I agree.
But I don't know if the
it's not easy to replace that guy, though.
Okay, two incidents. If I look at John Elway, you know how they couldn't really find the man until they went and get a veteran like Peyton Manning?
Right.
And they won a Super Bowl. And then Denver, they had a lull. And then Sean Payton thinks he has the right guy in Bo Nix. But look all the years. You're talking about like a couple of decades. You're looking
not
like
in that trigger, man, ain't easy.
Or 25 years, a quarter of a century. You know, I think Elway retired in 98. And then you look Dan Marino.
Right.
And the Dolphins. Is he the guy right now? I mean,
Tua?
Tua, yeah. If he gets hit in the head, I don't know. He might not be. But the Dolphins ain't won anything. I think the coach is on the hot seat. But it's like they're still trying to replace Dan Marino.
That QB position, Cajun Cannon, you know, it just there's not enough of the top-tier ones in the league right now.
Well, and, you know, that position, you're going to get too much credit, you're going to get too much of the blame, and that just comes
with the
territory.
But you are the guy.
You are the guy. And I think they have eight elite right now, would you say, like, franchise quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Where I'm saying, but now just starters. Let's say, like, a legit starter, there's never even more than 20. I think there's always about 18 to 20 that could justify that, okay, I'm a starting NFL quarterback and teams could live with that. But there's 10 to 12 teams. I don't know. We just played him right now because we don't really have the guy that we want. There's 32 teams but not enough quarterbacks. So, no, it's to me, I'm not just saying this because I played the position, but I think it's the toughest job in professional sports. You've heard it. No, I'm not the only one saying this. A lot of people have said this. Because the responsibility, even though it is a team sport, it's not golf or tennis where you're by yourself, but the responsibility and how you viewed, and when you look up, I'm talking about American football, there's only 32 teams. And you would think the population, there's 32 legit starting quarterbacks. No.
Nope.
And there never has been. Old school, new school, whatever school. There's never been. It's always hovering around 18 to 20 guys in this. There's 10 or 12 teams looking, okay, who's going to be our next quarterback? Not the guys we have on the roster now. That's always been the case.
It's going to be interesting to see how things shake out in the NFC South, too, just because you have the Atlanta Falcons trying to go forward with their new youngster and Michael Penix Jr. What happens with the Carolina Panthers, too? Are we going to see him, you know, advancing? We saw him took a little bit of a leap last year.
Lil Bryce. Okay, well, as we're going on a break, let me tell you that. You know why I think? Look how much the Falcons are paying Kirk Cousins. Do you know why? They hope Penix works out, and I think he will, but they don't know.
What if? Right.
So they're looking at the stability that Cousins brings. And Lil Bryce, he needs to thank his lucky stars that Andy Dalton got in that car wreck, and then he got a second chance to play.
Right.
Because Andy Dalton brought stability to the Panthers. Now, Bryce, can you take advantage of the opportunity this year? Hopefully he didn't go to training camp like he did last year with that picture with the backpack. He looks like he was going to eighth grade the first day at school. Remember, the backpack was as big as him.
Yeah.
Hopefully he didn't have that kind of picture.
You mentioned it there. The benching of Bryce definitely, whatever it did, brought out the best of him when he came back.
Yeah, he was more common and more humble. He learned maybe from Andy Dalton how to be a pro. So a lot of people in Carolina expected him to take that next step. You know who has taken that next step? I'm a fan of Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, you can.
And how you've handled adversity and all that, and where he's been. Baker Mayfield's one tough son of a gun.
Well, you know, there's a ton of hoodats out there wishing the Saints had signed him instead of Derek Carr.
But yeah, but no one was really saying, like, he's the answer. No, it's how you handle adversity. That's why I like Baker. Baker ain't pouting if it didn't work out with in Cleveland or whatever. You know, it didn't work out. But look, he took advantage of opportunity. Now he's the man in Tampa.
Guy that knows about some adversity too, Cajun Cannon. Joining us next, Mark Schlereth, NFL Odyssey Insider, coming up after the break. Stay tuned on WWL. We'll be right back with more sports talk right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ooh,
inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Back here on Sports Talk, been dissecting day one of Saints training camp. Football is back, folks, and happy to welcome in now Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Make sure you check out the Stinkin' Truth podcast. That's on the Odyssey app or wherever you can get your podcast. Mark, man, thanks so much for the time. How the heck you been doing?
I'm good, man. How are you guys?
Well, Mark, we're doing awesome. You know, it's always something about the start of training camp. I remember the anxiety you used to feel, but right now I think no one should have anxiety. They don't do 2-a-days anymore. They practice one a day, and they can't go more than 3 days till they have a player's day off. You probably remember what going 10 or 12 days in a row or 2 days before you had a day off. So now it's like easy peasy.
We had an hour session today.
I'm like, okay, I guess this training camp, you look at OTAs, you look at minicamp. Okay, they're going to put the pads on Monday. No, why didn't we have that kind of a collective bargaining agreement with the NFLPA? It seems like we had no rights back then, the way training camp was compared to now.
it's funny, Bobby. I was talking about it. My rookie year with Washington, Joe Gibbs didn't believe in bringing the veterans in for the first week. So it was all rookies and first-year players. And I was the only center in camp. So we did.
You're taking every rep.
Dude, every rep. And, you know, we beat the snot out of one another. So it was two practices on Monday, two practices on Tuesday. We got on a bus at 4 a.m., drove to Latrobe, Pennsylvania, scrimmaged the Steelers twice, two practices on Thursday, two practices on Friday. And then Saturday, the Steelers came to Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and we scrimmaged them twice. And I took every rep of every play of training camp. I mean, I was like, when the veterans came in, I was so beat up. I was so thankful. I was like, oh, you know, praise God that I don't have to be the only guy taking reps right now. Just beat the living snot out of us. So yeah, I had anxiety for 12 straight years of playing this game, just knowing you're just going to beat the pulp out of yourself. And from that point forward.
You know, Stink, I can remember Stan Brock. Stan Brock, the mountain of a man from Oregon, played at University of Colorado. And he'd always tell, you know, they'll be in the offensive meeting room, and he'd always say this. He goes, men, this is the best we're going to feel until the football season's over, and hopefully it's in, you know, late January or February. Because, once it starts, and the aches and pains and what you're feeling and, you know, and how you recover and all that. So that's the anxiety that we're talking about. You just talk about how, no, you're going live. I'm talking about tackling. Remember, inside drill, okay? We're doing 12 running plays, and the defense know you're running. The offense is trying to go forward, and it's a few snot bubbles that are coming about. We're now, I guess, the best interest, the money that's involved, and the fans, they want to see the best players playing. But back then, at times, you were truly trying to survive practice to practice.
Yeah, there ain't no question about it. And it was brutal. It was eye-opening and all those things. But, we move on, and it's just a different game. And, you know, different the money involved is so much different and everything else. So, hey, good for them for getting it. I'm glad that I got to be part of the history of this league. And, you know, I always had so much reverence for the guys who played before me. You bring up Stan Brock, and I just remember, him as a great player. I haven't heard that name in forever. But I had so much reverence for all the guys who played before me. And you know, wanted to, when I got in the league, just wanted to honor the guys who played before me, to honor the guys that I grew up loving and watching. The reason I wanted to play in the National Football League is because I was such a huge fan, and understanding that I just wanted to leave the league a better place once I left. So, that was big for me, but obviously different time, different game. And, the funny thing about it, as much as we beat the living snot out of one another, probably less injuries, any injuries back then than there are now, which is insanity, you know. But that's just the way it works.
Now, I was thinking, it seems like every training camp, there's always household names, holdouts. What is your take? I take the approach, okay, have you put skins on the wall like Trey Hendrickson? Now, I know in the history of the Bengals organization, they always viewed from a player's point of view like they're a cheap team. Now, they compensated Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and the skill players and all that, but overall. Well, what is your take? And you look in Dallas, I think Jerry Jones always wants to be the focus. But you look at the holdouts. It seems like you're going to have that every year. But what's your take and what's going to come about with that?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, when you sign a 4 or 5 year deal, there are always outs. You know, there are always, like, you expect that deal, the way the deals are structured, to at the end of 3 years, that deal is going to get, you know, going to get restructured. That if you outplay that deal,
your contract, right?
If you outplay the money that you're getting, they should renegotiate with you, and that's kind of the unwritten rule. And I know this about the NFL. If you don't outplay it,
right,
they come and take your money. And, you know, I mean, I've been in that situation when I played in Washington, coming off of a terrible sickness where I missed half the season with a bout of Guillain-Barré. I lost all the feeling in my arms and legs. And, you know, for like 6 months, and I get to training camp, and I get through training camp, and I'm the starter, and I get called up after a Friday practice, with a new contract sitting in front of me. And the general manager said, you either sign this and take this extreme pay cut, or Sunday after the game, we're going to cut you because the free agent we signed is going to be healthy enough to play then. And that's the way the league operates. That's the business of it. So when you outperform your contract as a player, damn right you should sit out. You should get paid. You know, you should get paid at the top wage at your position if you've outperformed those contracts.
Now, Stink, who do you look at that maybe, I noticed this early training camp just starting, who could surprise a few folks, like, whoa, watch out for them? Because, you know, I remember when C.J. Stroud went to Texans, they came out of nowhere. And then you look at last year, the Washington Commanders. Who's, a couple of things, who's maybe that team that's going to get everyone's attention and surprise folks? Or who's maybe going to let down folks also? Because I think the Eagles are going to be right there in the thick of things again. But who would you look at that throughout the league, whether it's AFC or NFC, maybe could disappoint or pleasantly surprise?
Yeah, you know, I think it would be really interesting. I think Jacksonville is interesting because we've had all this, you know, hoopla about Trevor Lawrence, and is he going to become that guy?
The Prince.
And the Prince, right. And he's had all these different, you know, coaches and these different schemes and all that. And it really comes down, and you know, as a quarterback, man, the importance of timing and footwork and all the things that you do at that position. And one of the first things Liam Cohen's a really good coordinator, was a great coordinator with Tampa last year, got the opportunity to be the head coach. But one of the first things he talked about is we need to clean up the footwork. And, you know, just having a son that's a pitcher, I just understand, like, being at all those pitching lessons and watching him play, you know, Major League Baseball, and understanding how it equates to football. Like, you generate power and you generate accuracy from the ground up. And if you're not on time with a football, you can't be accurate, and you can't be on time if your footwork isn't right. In the West Coast offense, we used to preach this all the time. I hear coaches say it all the time, you know, to the quarterbacks. You throw the ball with your feet. Your feet are what create the timing, the accuracy of the throw. And if you're off, if your footwork isn't right, it doesn't up with Bill Walsh West Coast offense, then you're never going to be accurate. And when you watch Trevor Lawrence, and there are so many times I'm watching him where he is spot on, and then all of a sudden there's a ball that's not even close to a receiver, and you're like, what happened there?
Look at his feet.
And it happens. Yeah, it happens way too often. So I'll be really interested to see them, because that's a division to me that's winnable. I know Houston's done some really good things here in the last couple of years, but that's a division that's very winnable. So that'll be really interesting to watch. I'm really interested to see Michael Penix play for Atlanta with an extended, you know, opportunity to play. That one intrigues me a little bit as well. I think San Francisco has a big bounce back year after 6-11 last year, and I think they win that division, the NFC West. So just a few teams that I think you'll have a chance to kind of have those bounce back seasons or kind of right the ship in Jacksonville's case.
Now, Sting, you know, everyone's against the Saints from a national perspective. You know, the Who Dat Nation, we still have hope. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, but hopefully it's not a train coming at you. You know, when you're trying to be positive. But when you think that, because we're only favored in one game, that if the Saints win, they won five games last year, if they win six or seven, I think it's a good season, and Kellen Moore has them trending in the right direction. I've said this, I'm a Kellen Moore fan. I think we got the right coach. I don't know if we necessarily have the right players.
And stuff.
Yeah. I trust a lot in Kellen Moore. Not the personality of Sean Payton, but he kind of reminds me the offensive mind that he has, like a young Sean Payton, and a great opportunity for him.
Yeah, you know, the other thing was I think he's grown up as a coordinator. You know, his time in Dallas and then last year in Philadelphia, and to really understand and value, you know, 2 yard, 3 yard runs, right? And even in the Super Bowl, if you go back through that, I mean, it was just a bludgeoning of the Kansas City Chiefs. But I mean, Saquon Barkley averaged what, 2.5, 3 yards a carry?
Right.
I mean, he did not have a lot of yards, but he had like 26 carries. So there was commitment, and what that opens up the play action stuff, as you know, that opens up some of that passing game. So, like, to me, Kellen Moore grew up in what he was as a coordinator, because there was a time, and there's a lot of offensive coordinators do this, they can't wait for the opportunity not to run the ball well so they can give up on it and try to throw it all over the ball yard. And you know how difficult that is, and when it puts, you know, your offensive line in harm's way, it's really a difficult thing to overcome. So I think Kellen grew up in that as well. We'll see, you know, exactly what they become. And obviously, I'm with you, talent-wise, on paper, they're not the most talented team. But again, I always say, man, if the games were played on paper, I'd have spent a lot less time on an operating table. So they're not, and we'll see exactly what they become.
Talking with Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, something I'm definitely interested to see this season too, Mark, the development of Bo Nix in year two as a quarterback, and saw that Sean Payton brought in the big guns, had a week-long visit, Bo Nix, with Saints great Drew Brees.
Yeah, I like that to me is really cool. And, you know, you just to pick guys' brains that have been there before to kind of figure out exactly what you're looking at, and then have those conversations where you have a deeper understanding of football. You know, the only way you really learn what you like and what you don't like is by getting your ass kicked. you find out a lot, in certain situations, like, well, I'm not going to make that mistake again, right? Because I thought I could do it, and I can't. And then when you have that base knowledge and you've really grown into it, then you can discuss concepts. Hey, man, what did you see? Like, how did you go through this progression? How did you go through kind of this setup? What did you do, you know, with your eyes in this particular play? And to pick somebody's brain, man, I used to love having those conversations when I became a member of the Hogs with Russ Grimm, with Jeff Bostic, you know, and the little insight, the little nuance. And I'll honestly tell you that one of the biggest issues with the NFL right now from a quality of play standpoint is the lack of nuance that's being coached, because you don't get to play. You don't get to practice a bunch. You don't get to put the pads on a bunch. So there's nuance that's lost.
Well, you can't develop. It's this thing. You can't develop the offensive line. They don't. Right. Nothing's live. Come on.
Right. Yeah. And you can't. You can't understand. Hey, man, I've got to have this. You know, this exact step. I've got to have this placement with my hands. I've got to understand how to create leverage in this situation. And it's like impossible to do when you never actually practice. So. Or you don't actually hit each other in practice. So there's a lot of that nuance that's lost. And if you can pick up even a little bit of that in regards to having those discussions with veteran players and learning from those veteran players, and that's where you really start to understand the game from a more global standpoint.
You know, Stink, and I think it's always going to be the case. Out of there, old school, whatever, look, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, now we're well into the 21st century, that there's 32 teams, there's not enough quarterbacks. And that's why guys, the consistency that they bring, like the Joe Flaccos of the world, the Andy Daltons, they'll always have a job. You know, I said, you want to last a long time, and what a great job to be an NFL quarterback. You play at that level. All you got to be is like one of 64. I'm not even talking about three deep. Every team keeps at least two quarterbacks. So if you could be one of 64, and that's why I just was with him at the Lake House for 4th of July, Clayton Tune. Now all of a sudden, Jacoby Brissett, and they got Kyler Murray with the Cardinals. The Saints are playing the first game. Well, he's engaged to my niece. And he's going into his third season. I said, all you got to do is last. What a great lifestyle. Now, I know you want to be the man. When you got that opportunity, you got to take advantage of that. But when you think about the opportunity and how it comes about, to me, that just shows you how hard the quarterback position is to play, that the likes of Joe Flacco and Andy Dalton, they're still in demand because they bring that stability.
Yeah, bring the stability. And you know, a lot of it, and the guys I talk to, and I always find it fascinating, the guys that, you know, that last and are successful and are really good have a way of just simplifying the game for themselves, right? Seeing what they need to see. And then ultimately it's this with any position. You know, we measure 40 times and we measure bench press tests and we measure vertical jumps and all this stuff that doesn't really mean anything. It really, truly does.
Right.
Like, if you're going to be good in the NFL, regardless of position, but especially the quarterback position, what really sets you apart is how fast you process information. You take information through your eyes, you process that information, and you make split-second decisions that are correct. And you do it over and over and over again. That's what the difference is. So you show me a guy that has elite-level athleticism but can't process quickly, and I'll show you a guy who can't play in this league. You show me a guy who's got decent athleticism but has a super-fast processor, I'll show you a guy who can go to Pro Bowls.
Well,
he's not the fastest or the biggest or the strongest. He can just play.
And you know, Sting, everyone has faith. Well, myself being a Christian, you know what I used to pray? Not, God, help me win this game, whatever. I mean, you're playing against Reggie White, the minister of the defense. He's actually an ordained Baptist minister. So who's God going to honor, Reggie White or me? And I'm praying, God, come on. I'm trying to just fight my behind. I'm trying to survive out there. You know what I would always pray, though? I say, Lord, help me to make quick and rational decisions. So, I don't know. Okay, quick and rational. What I mean by that, so when I'm in that film room with the coaches and all that, why in the hell he did that? Well, why did you do this and all that? So make quick and rational decisions. So I'm not just, I don't know, I just ad-libbed, I just did whatever. I felt like you're on the playground. No, then you won't last. So that was the number one prayer, Sting. You can use that as you go to bed tonight. Lord, help me to make quick and rational decisions.
Yes, exactly. Hey, man, I'm 100% with you. And I was a big, like, I want to know what the rule is. And if this is the rule in October, then what better be the rule in December, right?
Right.
And I want to know exactly what's expected, what we're going to do here. I want to have the call, and I want to know how we're going to block this thing, right?
Right.
And then, and for everything, I was a stickler for that stuff, like the details. And then ultimately, when you're a stickler for the details and you understand the game from a global perspective, when you get looks that just aren't right, when you get things, you know, defense that change things up or bring an exotic blitz on you, you can make good decisions because you've studied. So that to me is your ability to understand the global perspective of the game, and then your ability to make quick and rational decisions. I love it. I'm going to bed tonight. I'm going to make some quick and rational decisions on what I eat tonight, and then I'm going to go to sleep.
All right, Stink.
Thanks for the time, as always, Mark. Always great stuff from you. Appreciate you.
You got it. Take care.
All right, Mark.
That was Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Got to check it out, the Stinkin' Truth podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. We're taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll get more with our Saints training camp breakdown right after this on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Always a great conversation with NFL Odyssey insider Mark Schlereth joining us that last segment. Checking in on that Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We got Chad and Metairie been on hold. What you got for us today, Chad? How you been?
I've been all right. Good evening to y'all, man. We've been waiting for a little bit. It's been a long day. But Big Silk, a shout out, rest in peace. The time clock was out. They wasn't blowing the horn like they should have been. And big Dan Simmons didn't have everybody with their little tape names on their shoulders. But other than that,
on their helmets,
right? We're going all the way from St. Stroud. So it's a total rebuild. We're trying to figure it all out. But it's only the first day. You're going to have a little mayhem.
Yeah, we have a little mayhem. You're bringing up some old school, like Big Silky Powell and Dan Simmons. Rest in peace. You know, Dan Simmons just passed away, and he was the equipment manager. Silky Powell's the assistant equipment manager. Now, they go back to David Drive. But they got to have an opportunity to go from the outhouse to the penthouse. Because David Drive, it wasn't too nice. Metal buildings compared to where the Saints are now, you know, Narrowline Highway.
Freshly renovated.
So they got to be a part of that. But rest in peace, Silky Powell and Dan Simmons. But, yeah, listen, we're under the radar. We can't, like, you know, if anybody on the street would come to me and they're part of the Who Dat Nation, and we say, Bobby, I'm optimistic about this season. I go, what are you smoking? Come on. You got to be, no, you can have hope, but you got to be a realist. That's why I say you got to have patience. Now, what I wouldn't have patience with, if we lost more games than we,
than last year.
Yeah. So if we win three or four games, no, we're not heading in the right direction. Oh, were we really rebuilding? We won five games? No, we got to build upon that. So I'm telling you, I think we could be in good shape going forward. Now, this would be the 26th season, but nobody has patience anymore. So if we win six or seven games, look, we only favored in one game. We're favored in one game. How many primetime games do we have? 0. Oh, but Bob, the flex schedule, are we going to get a primetime game?
Sure, well, sure, sure.
Yeah, let's wait and see. I'm not saying. They can go and turn things around. You remember when Haslett first came on board? Was that the 2000 season? Look how they double-digit wins, playoff win.
Look at Peyton's first year.
Yeah.
But you had Drew Brees then.
Yeah, but we didn't know how Drew was going to work out. His shoulder, on my shoulder, my right. shoulder. So they didn't know. So they go from 3 wins to 10 wins. We go to an NFC Championship game.
What?
But I'm being realistic. If that would happen, we need to just have it. If we win double digits, we need to have a damn parade, just have a parade. Anyway, if we win double-digit games, we need to have a parade in honor of the team really fighting and overachieving and shocking the nation. Because the nation has us 32 out of 32.
Right.
Not even 30 or 31.
I think it was ESPN 32. Called the Saints the worst roster in the NFL.
Yes, it's a bunch of negative things and all that, but they ain't got the hope. They ain't got to keep the faith. Right. They ain't got the faith. Like, you know that song, I believe, you got to believe. Now, I believe that we could be trending in the right direction without having a winning record. And that's what I'm saying, 6 or 7 wins.
Hopefully the health, is better this year than last year because he just got decimated.
No, if we get decimated by injuries again like we did last year, no, we might not win 5 games. No, we can't have that much bad luck back-to-back.
Taking a break. We'll be back with more of Sports Talk as we close out this hour after this on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, we're heading to the top of the hour news break right now. When we get back, we'll delve more into the Cajun Cannon's training camp notebook to find out what he saw in the Saints' first day. Plus, we'll get into our conversation with linebacker DeMario Davis. You won't want to miss that. Stay tuned for more on Sports Talk right after this on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.